Brenham Cubbets softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubbets game against Magnolia is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Lynn College, Tegra Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust, DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
And good evening, everybody, and we welcome you out to Magnolia High School, where tonight it is the district opener between the Brenham Cubettes and the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Tommy, it seems like district just comes earlier and earlier every year, doesn't it?
It gets earlier every year, and this is the start of the second season.
Yeah.
So, you know, now's when they start counting.
Oh, they certainly do.
And very, very important game for the Cubettes to get off to a good start in district play.
Yeah, it certainly does, and everybody wants to get off to a really good start. And as we know from over the years, Magnolia's always had a really solid team, and it should be a good matchup here.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, as you and I walked in to the ballpark today, we're looking at the sign, and you look at their storied history of all their playoff appearances that they've had year after year after year. So the Cubettes are going to have to come out, and they're going to have to be ready to play.
They certainly are, and we've got a lot to talk about here on the pregame. First, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
When the temperatures drop, your comfort shouldn't suffer. At Modern Air Solutions, they are your trusted local experts in all things heating and cooling, specializing in the installation of energy-efficient systems that will keep your home cozy without breaking the bank. Modern Air Solutions offers honest, reliable service at a fair price. Plus, they provide flexible financing options to suit your budget. Don't let the cold take over. Call Modern Air Solutions today at 979-451-5004. License number TACLA 741-6. 66E.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with the classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Hopefully, either by the end of the day tomorrow or at least by the start of the day Thursday. Meanwhile, we've got more to come here on the pregame, and let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first, not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
So you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License number 405-46.
All right, and back we come here to Magnolia High School and the Lady Bulldog softball field. And Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And, of course, going on right now over Fireman's Park, the Brenham Cubs taking on Friendswood. And Our very own Mark Whitehead is over there and just got the latest update. And we just got the latest update, and it is the Brenham Cubs are trailing 3-0. And to friends with, that's after three innings. And so hopefully, it's still early yet in that one. Hopefully they can work a little Fireman's Park magic there and make the comeback there. Meanwhile, the junior varsity had kind of a rough outing here in Magnolia. They lost to the Magnolia JV 13-4, the final score there. And meantime, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
All right, and we come back here. It's time now to take a look at your starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham, Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to, your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile member FDIC. And for the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs, it's going to be the shortstop, Jade Bumke, leading things off. She'll be followed by the left fielder, Tatum Caller, batting second. Batting third, the catcher, Stevie South. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Leah Hammack, someone we remember very well from last year.
And Jade Bupke.
Yep. And then Madison Saldana playing first base, batting fifth. Batting sixth will be the designated player, Haley Christopherson, or Christopherson,
that's
maybe.
That's.
And then third base, Macy Frank, batting seventh. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, Henley Moskowitz. Batting ninth will be the right fielder, London Keller. And playing center field will be Kylie Shaver. And now for your Brenham Cubettes starting lineup, it'll be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting third, left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting fifth, first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting sixth, right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh will be the designated player, Kylie Baker. And Baker hitting for the pitcher, Della Jasinski. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Stella Landry. And then batting ninth, second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. And that is your Cubettes starting lineup, as we said, brought to you by our good friends at the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, as we return here to Magnolia, and just waiting, I guess, on the, the boys in blue. I hadn't seen the umpire.
Boys in blue.
Yeah. Doc's favorite people.
You got that right. I'm going to go get a pronunciation.
And so while we're waiting on the umpires, it's time now for our Game Time Weather Update. And our Game Time Weather Update is brought to you by Blinn College with the state's highest academic fees, or excuse me, with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Sorry, I screwed that up. Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And taking a look at the weather, pull up the weather quickly here. And here in Magnolia, we got 77 degrees right now. And that's under cloudy skies. And 11 mile an hour wind here at the ballpark. And humidity at 70%. Feels like 79 degrees, so not too bad an increase there. And then sunrise scheduled for 6:50 tomorrow morning. And overnight here is supposed to get down to 52. But luckily, or no, wait, let's see. That must be in the morning. No, that's, this is going 67. I'm reading this wrong. 67 for the overnight low. No. Oh, wait. Yeah. You're okay. Okay. But for a minute there, we were about to be unplugged, and I'm like, no, we don't want to go through that again.
That would really destroy Doc.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen before.
Yeah, we're good. And so that is your Game Time Weather Update brought to you by Blinn College. And we'll be back with the formal introductions and national anthem, and then hopefully get this one underway with the first pitch after we hear some more from our pregame sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season. season.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinton Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Play ball!
The pregame show was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Filski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, BDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Glenn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
And we are back here at the Magnolia Lady Bulldog softball field. You're part of this huge complex they've got here at Magnolia High School. They got the baseball field, the softball field, and right across the yard they've got soccer going on.
I tell you what, it really is an ideal setup, and that would, in my feelings, that would be the long-term goal for Brenham High School also.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if they had a second set of bathrooms that were closer to this side of the field.
Yeah, that would make it much better.
Meanwhile, the coaches are having the handshake out. Still waiting. Oh, here they come. The umpires have arrived, so we are going to be ready to go here. It's the district opener between these two teams. And, of course, district opener's going on all around the area. And Burt and Lady Panthers, by the way, we want to wish them best of luck. They're up in Mumford tonight. Speaking of gorgeous complexes up there, that overplaying in that Mumford complex,
their
district opener. And so we wish them all the best. And having the official plate conference, and of course, for the Cubettes, they had mixed results in that Dripping Springs tournament. They had some games where they really looked good, hit the ball well, pitched well, and then they had some others not so good. And it's like you got to wonder.
The team didn't show up.
It's like you wonder which team is going to be out there,
right,
there tonight.
Well, this evening we surely hope the right Cubette team shows
right
up. Because as we talked about earlier in the broadcast, this is when they start counting now.
Exactly. These are the most important games of the season because this is going to decide where you go as far as the playoffs. And you always want to get district off to a good start. And going over the ground rules here. Coach Katie Roberts for the Brenham Cubettes, Coach Angela Cooper for Magnolia.
One key point about here at Magnolia is the foul lines, there's very little real estate, but a little bit of real estate behind home plate.
Yep. Yeah. And so now I think we're going to have our official player introductions and national anthem.
Good evening and welcome to Magnolia High School for tonight's district home opener matchup between Brenham Cadets and your Magnolia High School Bulldogs. Before we begin, we would like to remind you that tonight's contest is being conducted according to the rules and regulation of the University Interscholastic League. Regardless of the outcome of tonight's contest, all players have proven their willingness to work and sacrifice in order to achieve athletic excellence. As a spectator, you are asked to be considerate of the time and efforts of each of these teams, coaches, and athletes have put forth. By your conduct, allow these young people to feel the pride in their communities and school. The officials for tonight's game are sanctioned officials. Without them, this game would not be possible. We ask you as students, parents, and citizens to demonstrate the kind of respect for these officials that you would extend to any dedicated person in the position of responsibility. Individuals who choose not to follow these guidelines will be asked to leave the facility. Tonight, we are welcoming you all to Youth Night at the ballpark, sponsored by HEB Magnolia Market. Tonight is $1 hot dog night, so if you get hungry after all your cheering, head to the concession stand and fill up on delicious hot dogs and snacks. We would like to welcome our Bulldog pups to the field to stand with us. Put your hands together and welcome these young players. First off, we have Riley Collar, Jaden LePert, Peyton LePert, Nolan Harris, Gloria Odom, Mackenzie Arkell, Melania Havens, Chloe Ogins, Spree Gonzalez and Ace Gonzalez, Ellie Terry, Hudson Terry, Emily McNair, Eva Stubbefield, Haley Schultz, Megan McBride, Avlyn Davis, Claire Timpton, Cadence Timpton, Landry Wilson, Scarlett Havens, Avery Cook, Ryan Hamby, and B. Patterson. And also for Bear Branch Elementary Choir. Now introducing the players from Brenham. Tonight's non-starters for the Cadets are number 2, Nevaeh Holmes. Number 5, J.C. Hegger. Number 10, Liliana Gonzalez. Number 12, Heidi Busker. Now for the starting lineup for the visiting team. Playing shortstop number 4, Avery Maurer. Playing center field number 1, Hallie Shield. Playing left field number 14, Sarah Mabee. Playing third base number 19, Annie Beckendorf. Playing first base number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez. Playing right field, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. Playing DP, number 18, Kylie Baker. Playing catcher, number 16, Stella Landry. Playing second base, number 9, Mackenzie Tingman. Playing pitcher, number 8, Della Jasinski. Brenham's position coaches are Olivia Van Hook and Ryan Campbell, and the head coach, Katie Roberts. Now introducing tonight's starters for the Bulldogs are number 2, Ashley Bryan. Number 9, Brooke Hine. Number 10, Sydney Ackley. Number 15, Addison Brown. Number 17, Finley Ramirez. Our starters for tonight are batting leadoff and holding down shortstop, number 16, Jay Buckey. Playing left field, number 13, Tatum Collar. Commanding from behind the plate, number 4, Stevie South. On the mound, number 6, Leah Hammett. Fired up at first base, number 12, Madison Saldana. Hitting in the DP spot, number 8, Haley Christofferson. Solid at third base, number 19, Maisie Frank. Playing at second base, number 11, Henley Moskowitz. Holding it down in right field, number 3, London Keller. In the flex and playing second base, number 18, Kylie Shaver. The student managers are Danica Beveridge and Anna Gross. Our Bulldog pups for tonight are Catalina Cooper and Spree Gonzalez. The Bulldogs assistant coaches are Kaylee Knopp and Shelby Wiley and head coach Angela Cooper. Please stand and remove your hats for the singing of the national anthem sung by our Bear Branch Elementary Choir.
Nice job by those young folks, and so we are ready to get this one underway, and we'll be back with tonight's first pitch after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
All right, here we go. As we're ready to get this one underway, Leah Hammock in the circle for Magnolia. And Cabette saw her a couple of times last season. Got a win and a loss against her, and they know she's a very formidable pitcher.
More than one familiar face on that starting roster for Magnolia.
It'll be Avery Maurer leading things off. And Hammock working to Stevie South back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Madison Saldana at first. Left side of the infield, and then also Henley Moskowitz at second. Left side of the infield, Jade Bubke at short. And Macy Frank at third. In the outfield, it's Kylie Shaver in center, flanked in right by London Keller. And in left by Tatum Collar. And Avery Maurer steps in to the batter's box here as we're ready for tonight's first pitch. Junior shortstop. And hammock ready, and the first pitch on the way. In there for a strike. First pitch at 6:42, and we're officially underway.
And district play is officially underway.
Yes, it is. Hammock ready with the 0-1. And Maurer smacks this one to short. Bubke booted the ball, picks it, fires to first, and still was able to make the play. And a good recovery by Bubke and made the throw. And that'll bring up Allie Scheel.
You and I both know Jay Bubke is a really solid softball player. And I'm sure that's just a little bit of first game jitters.
Oh, yeah.
First district game jitters.
Yeah, first pitch to Shield. Down low for a ball. And it's a 1-0 count. Senior center fielder for the Cubettes. And takes the pitch for a strike. One ball and one strike. And, Stevie South for Magnolia. One of the rarities you don't see too often, a left-handed catcher.
That doesn't hinder her any, I can assure you that. Very solid catch.
And pitch back up the middle, and Hammocks grabbed it through to first. And that is out number two. And that'll bring up Sarah Mabee.
Up to bat is Sarah Mabee.
See, the Brenham lineup is back to one of the earlier lineups earlier in the year.
Yep. Yeah. And pitches down low from Hammock. It's 1-0. Hammock with two outs in the inning. The pitch inside, maybe takes it for a ball. It's 2-0. Wind blowing from right to left.
Give one up in the air tonight, you got a chance.
It certainly does. Pitch is foul away. And we'll be especially looking at it with our home run. And we had a winner on Saturday. And so tonight we're back down to $10 worth of gasoline. And we start all over again, build that jackpot up. And pitches a strike call. It is 2-1 now on maybe. And bounced up there a ball. Good block there by South. And it's 3-2 now. Full count on Sarah Mabee. Maybe trying to get a two-out rally started here for the Cubettes. Beckendorf waiting on deck. And back up the middle. And that will be a base hit. And Sarah Mabee is aboard. First base runner of the night for the Cubettes. And now that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf. Beckendorf been swinging a hot bat lately. Had a couple of home runs in that Dripping Springs tournament.
A Nice piece of hitting there by Sarah Mabee. Right, shot right back up the middle.
And Beckendorf, that one over to Bubke. Bubke booted the ball, throw it first. She's safe. Beat it out. That'll be an E6. Beckendorf hustling down that line, beat the play. And now that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez, and the Cubettes have a couple of base runners aboard. And Kaylin also had herself a really good tournament. Had a four-hit game and also had a three-hit game in the tournament.
Nice day at the office.
Yeah. And that one back up the middle, base hit. Maybe being waved home. Throw to the plate, and maybe will score. The Cubettes are on the board. RBI single for Kaylin Rodriguez, and Brenham leads it 1-0. And Sarah maybe just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game was brought to you by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now Kaylee Rodriguez batting and pitches in the dirt. And bounced up in front of the plate, though, so not a chance for either of the runners to move up. But you got Beckendorf at second and Kaylin Rodriguez at first, with Kaylee Rodriguez batting. And that one in there for a ball. It's 2-0 now on Rodriguez.
Big plus here for the Cubettes, and that top of the first, Doug, is put a run on the board early.
Exactly. Amick ready in the 2-0. And down low a ball, and it's 3-0. And strike call at the knees. Rodriguez thought she had a walk there, and so now she'll have to face another pitch. 3-1 count.
Hope Dello's taking note of that.
Yeah.
Umpire's been real consistent about that knee-high strike.
And that one fouled away over into the Magnolia dugout. Here at the ballpark, Magnolia in the third base dugout. Cubettes are in the first base dugout. And that one back to the pitcher, Hammock, and she's going to flip to first. And that'll retire the side. But the Cubettes do get a run on two hits. There was one error and two left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Cubs lead it 1-0. Cubettes lead it 1-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And on we go here to the bottom half of the first inning. The Cubettes lead it 1-0 as Magnolia comes up to the bat. And for Magnolia, it'll be Jade Bubke, followed by Tatum Caller, and then Stevie South against Della Jasinski. And Bubke ready.
Bat number 16, Jay Bubke.
I know you're going gray uniforms tonight with the
white pinstripe.
White pinstripe and then white letters and numbers with maroon trim. Cubettes in their black road uniforms with green letters and numbers and white trim. And Jasinski's first pitch foul back in the screen, 0-1. And Jasinski working to Stella Landry behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Kalen Rodriguez at first. McKenzie Teeman at second. Left side, Avery Maurer at short. Annie Beckendorf at third. Into the outfield, Hallie Scheel in center. Flanked in right by Kaylee Rodriguez. In and left by Sarah Mabee. And swung on a miss, 0-2. Good pitch by Jasinski. Oh, 2 delivery. Ooh, where was that? That looked pretty good. 1-2.
Was it inside?
I don't know. We're kind of off to the right a little bit, so don't have the total best view, but still look pretty good from over here. Yeah, that one inside, and it's 2-2 now. Next pitch, rise ball up there, and it's 3-2, so full count now on the leadoff hitter, Bubke.
Good start there by Dell on the leadoff hitter, 0-2, and now he's thrown three balls in a row.
And that one hit high and deep, back goes Mabee, looking up, and it's gone.
That didn't take long.
Not at all. Bubke just absolutely crushed that one. And we're tied at one apiece.
You and I both know she's a player.
Yeah.
She got all of it. That was a no doubt.
Yeah. Well, just got to move on to the next batter, and that'll bring up Tatum Caller. And pitch down low, it's 1-0. And that one in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now on Caller. And bounce it up there, ball. It's 2-1. All tied up at one apiece here in the bottom of the first. And that one foul up the third base side. Two balls and two strikes now. Infielders playing regular depth. Now Beckendorf creeping in at third. And that one, line drive right to Beckendorf. Picks, fires to first, gets the out. Did one little bounce, but Beckendorf there to pick it and throw it. And that's one away. And that'll bring up Steely South.
Looks like it came off the end of the bat, Doug.
Yeah. That's kind of a weird backspin on it.
A little bit of English on it.
Yeah. And that'll bring up Steely South now. And South sends us one to pop up the second. And Mackenzie Tiemann right there to take care of that. And that's two away now. And that'll bring up Leah Hammack, the pitcher, who's also a pretty good hitter, if memory serves correct, which is why she's in the cleanup spot.
Your memory is correct.
So Desensky facing her circle opponent.
Shinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham.
Kind of similar to that, yeah, I would say.
Didn't Ava Brown have kind of auburn hair also? More to the darker side.
I believe so, yeah. Hers might have been a little bit darker. And pitches outside for a ball. Jasinski trying to get out of this inning. And that one outside of ball. Yeah, might be pitching around Hammack, not making sure not to give her anything to hit. Madison Saldana, the first baseman, would be due up next. Hammack, a left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Jasinski. And that one up high, ball four. Put Hammack aboard and bring up Saldana. And going to get a courtesy runner here for Magnolia.
Up to bat, number 12, Madison Saldana.
And that's going to be Ashley Bryan running down at first base. So Brian running for Hammack. And Saldana steps in. And down low for a ball. And Jasinski with a long look in at the pitch. Foul tip. 1-1.
A little hit and run there.
Yeah, Brian was going on the play, and now with the foul tip, she's going to have to trot back to first. And down low a ball, runner going, a throw down from Landry. And she's in there safely with a steal. And 2-1 count. And that one gets away, wild pitch. Not far enough, though, for the runner to move up. And it's 3-1.
Good job there by Stella Landry getting back there.
Jasinski just needing one more out to get out of this inning without any further damage being done. One delivery, swung on a miss, and it's 3-2.
Got to go for that high heat.
Yep.
Right
And that one fouled down the third base side. That'll hold the count at 3-2. And we reached the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. And a 3-2. Oh!
Whoa!
It goes ball four, but that was awfully close. Very surprised he didn't ring her up there. And that'll bring up Haley Christofferson, the designated player. She's batting for the center fielder, Kylie Shaver. Yeah, it's a two on, and pitch is a ball, 1-0. Two outs in the inning, two runners aboard for Magnolia.
We're at a disadvantage where we're located.
Yeah. And that one fouled away. Well, and they got a press box that's only big enough for two people. And we're not the two people it was built for.
Not at all.
One delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to ring her up on that one. And that's strike two. One ball and two strikes. And that one fouled away. Hits off the top of the post. And back out just shy of the audience. Yeah, one ball and two strikes. Swing and miss. Got her on strikes and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, Magnolia does come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors. Two left on. We go to inning number two. We're tied at one apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, as we return to action here, top half of the second inning, we're all tied at one apiece. And for the Cubheads this inning, it'll be Kylie Baker, Stella Landry, and Mackenzie Team in the bat here against Leah Hammock. Baker, the designated player, batting for the pitcher, Della Jasinski. Baker, a sophomore. And pitch to her, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. And up high, 1-1. Cubettes got their run in the top of the first on an RBI single by Kalen Rodriguez. Magnolia got their run in the bottom of the first on a solo homer by Jade Bubke. 1-1 pitch from Emick. Down low ball. And appeal to first. And first base umpire says no swing. You know, it's the right call there. And 2-1 count. And foul tip. That'll make it 2-2.
Drum corps in the Cubette dugout.
Yep, trying to get fired up and match Magnolia's energy. And the 2-2 swung out and missed, and Baker down on strikes for out number one. And Stella Landry to the plate now. And pitches a strike call, 0-1. Junior catcher. In her second season on the varsity with the Cubettes. And swung out and missed. Went fishing, came up empty, and it's 0-2.
Really good changeup that time by Leah Hammett.
And that one in ground ball the first, and Saldana will run to the bag. And that's two away. And now Mackenzie Team into the plate. Team in now trying to start a two-out rally, much like Sarah Mabee did in the top half of the first inning. And swung on a miss. 0-1 count. And next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Teeman laid off that low pitch that time. And the 1-1 delivery from Hammock, swung on and missed.
Kins is going for a pitch a little bit low.
Yeah, one was about ankle high. And swings and bounces this one over to third. And they throw to first and get the out to retire the side. So 1-2-3 inning for Hammock in the top of the second. And we go to the bottom of the second inning, and it is 1-1, and it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z-Pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 to be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his new store, 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Mountain Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And back with the bottom half of the second inning after we, well, actually, you know what, that took, took a little longer than expected, so we're just going to keep it right here. And for Magnolia, it'll be Macy Frank, followed by Henley Moskowitz, and then London Keller to bat. The 7, 8, and 9 hitters against Della Jasinski. And pitch from Jasinski. And it's taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one fouled away. 1-1. I think I might have got a piece of the umpire's foot, too.
Notice the Lady Bulldogs have drums in the dugout.
Oh, yeah. And that one fouled back into the stands. And apparently nobody from Magnolia can make a play over there. And 1-2.
Really good crowd here this evening.
Yeah. Everybody, I guess with it being the district opener, everybody wanting to take it in. And Raya's ball stayed a little too high there for Jasinski, and it's 2-2.
Great following from Magnolia and the Cubettes.
Yeah. And that one foul up the third base side. Macy Frank leading things off here for Magnolia, trying to get aboard. She's got a 2-2 count against Ella Jasinski here.
With all the road construction, a little hour drive.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, we were talking on the way up here. It seems like no matter, whenever we come through Magnolia, there's always some stretch that they're working on.
They're going to be working on the road. I tell you what, now once they get it finished,
yeah,
it is going to be nice.
Yep, 3-2 now. And this area is just constantly growing, too. Yeah, strike three called. And for Jasinski, that's her second strikeout. Frank caught looking there. And that'll bring out Henley Moskowitz.
That's that number 11, Henley Moskowitz.
Moskowitz, the second baseman. I was kind of surprised he called that last pitch because he hasn't given it to her yet this evening.
At first time he's done that.
Yep.
Great point, Doug.
And next pitch up there, ball, and it's 1-0.
But Macy Frank knew it.
Yep.
Shook her head. Yes, you're right.
And that one back up the middle, base hit. She'll over to cut it off, and it's a one-out single for Moskowitz. And that'll bring up London Keller.
Up to bat, number 3, London Keller.
Tell you what, Moskowitz hit that one on the nose.
Yeah. And showing bunt, pulls the bat back, runner going. Landry's throw goes out in the center field. Luckily, Shield right there to back it up, and it's a stolen base for Moskowitz.
A great job there by Hallie Shield again. Moskowitz had a really good jump.
Next pitch, And that one fouled away. And it's one ball and one strike on Keller. Jade Bubke, who homered to start the game for Magnolia, is waiting in the on-deck circle. And at the strike, and it's 1-2. And swung on a miss, and that is strikeout number 3 for Jasinski. Two down now, and that'll bring up Bubke. And intentional walk. Coach Roberts out of the dugout says, put her on.
Enough of that.
Yeah. And take the chance. So the Cubs going to take the chances with Tatum Collar.
To bat number 13, Tatum Collar.
And with that monster shot that Bubke hit, I can't blame her for wanting to not give her a chance for another one. Collar grounded to third, her first time up. And that one fouled back. It's 0-1. Down low, ball gets away from Landry, and the runners take off. So runners at second and third now, but there are two outs. And one ball and one strike. She can just get one more out and get out of this inning.
Don't need another pass ball.
And that one, a foul ball up the third base side and into the corner. One ball, two strikes. And that one up high, it's 2-2. And that one popped up. Rodriguez calling for it. She'll haul it in for out number 3. And so in that inning for the Cubs, no runs. Or for the Lady Bulldogs, rather, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We have played through 2, and we're tied at 1 apiece back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeggerToyota.com.
And back we go to the top of the third inning. First pitch is a ball to Avery Maurer. It'll be Maurer followed by Hallie Scheel and then Sarah Mabee here against Leah Hammack. We're in the top of the third, tied at 1 apiece. between the Cubettes and the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs. Down low, and it's 2-0. Now we're grounded a shorter first time up. And next pitch, swung out and missed, 2-1. And Maurer fouls this one up the third base side. And that'll make it 2-2. Back up the middle, and that is going to be a base hit. It bounced up and went over the center fielder. Now digging for two. Now she's on her way to third. Here comes a throw, and what, is she safe? Yes. Leadoff triple for Avery Maurer.
Are we going to call that a triple or an error on the center field?
Well, it's kind of weird because it bounced and went over. I don't think she actually got a glove on it. It, like, went over her glove hand. Shield bats here. Let me check what the official scorers ruled that one. And takes the first pitch for a ball.
I'm not trying to take anything away from her.
Right. Okay, double in there is what they call it.
Okay, well, still got a drive. Can it for the drive.
Yep. For our Hyundai Brenham drive of the game, which we'll award during the post game. So double and an E8. And down low for a ball. Yeah, it's 2-0 count on Shield. Next pitch from Hammack. Shield takes a strike, and it's 2-1.
Really good opportunity here again for the Cubettes to get another run.
And that one, going to be a line drive caught by Moskowitz over at second. She'll hit the ball hard, but Moskowitz was just right there.
Right there.
And that'll bring up Sarah Mabee. Mabee had a single and a run scored back in the first inning. Now a chance for an RBI opportunity if she can put one in play and get Maurer home. And fouls that one over toward the Magnolia dugout. Next one outside for a ball, 1-1. Maurer at third. Only one out in the inning. 1-1 count on Mabee. Pitch from Hammack. And got her. And so the hit on the foot there, and so Mabee will take the trot on down to first. And that'll put runners at the corners now and bring a Mandy Beckendorf. On, Beckendorf reached on an error first time up. Down low a ball. Yeah, on the low pitch, I didn't realize it maybe took second. The runner's second, third now with only one out. And Beckendorf takes the next pitch for a strike, and it's 1-1. And pitch from Hammock, and Beckendorf swings and misses. It's 1-2. Foul again up the third base side. That'll hold the count at 1-2 on Beckendorf.
Hammock came with change up again with Annie, and just a little bit out front.
And bounce up there a ball. It's 2-2.
I stopped there by South. Pitched down in the dirt.
Yeah, they're getting their signs from the dugout. Yeah, the pitch coming. And Beckendorf takes a close one there. It's 2-2.
Well, evidently, Doug, he's calling them both ways.
Yeah. Or three.
Because I thought that pitch looked pretty good from here.
Yeah, I did too. I was very surprised, but we'll take it.
Nope. Definitely we'll take it. So.
And time is called. And the 3-2. That one booted by Bumpke. Mallow will score. And they're going to hold maybe a third. That was a hard shot there by Beckendorf. And Mallow scores to make it 2-1, Cubettes.
We're going to call that base hit an RBI. If they don't give her a hit on that.
That was a hard shot there. And now they're going to have a visit. Out to the circle with Hammock. And yeah, they do give her a hit on that. So hitting an RBI for Beckendorf. And Kalen Rodriguez, the batter now, with the Cubettes got a 2-1 lead here in the top of the third. And Coach Cooper wanting to have a word with her infield. Maybe a third, Beckendorf at first, and Kalen Rodriguez the batter. Rodriguez drove in the first run of the game for the Cubettes with an RBI single in the first, and now got another opportunity to add to her RBI total. Okay, to take on time, so Rodriguez is going to step out on her. And Hammock with her pitch to Rodriguez. Takes a strike. It's 0-1. And Beckendorf goes. She'll take second base uncontested. And so now runners at second, third. Still only one out here in the top of the third inning. And that one taken for a strike. It's 0-2.
Two quick strikes there by Hammock.
Let's here get a hit here and extend this Cubette lead. And that one, high drive in. That is back.
Gone.
And caught. At the wall by the left fielder, but it's a sack fly as maybe comes in to score.
Right at it.
Yeah, the left fielder there, I mean, the Tatum Collar, it took her right back at the fence. Wait, what are we... Are they claiming she left too early? And that's going to bring in our Coach Roberts and Coach Van Hook out of the dugout. She was on base when the catch was made, and how could she have left early?
I was watching the ball, Doug. I didn't watch third. I should have watched.
Yeah, that's a bad call there. So make it 2-1, and we will go to the bottom half of the third inning. Cubettes lead this one back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Did the base umpire make that call?
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
All right, back we go here to the bottom of the third inning. So the Cubettes lead it 2-1 instead of 3-1. Oh.
That could be big.
Yeah.
Could be big.
Yeah, Stevie South bats here against Della Jasinski. And pitch was a ball 1-0. In case you missed it in the last half inning, it was what appeared to be a sack fly. Kaylin Rodriguez hit one out to the fence. And Sarah maybe appeared to have scored, but Magnolia appealed. And the umpire, I didn't see if it was a home plate umpire, a base umpire, ruled that she left early. And so that ended up being a double play on what I feel was a bad call. And next pitch is down low for a ball, and it's 3-0. South, followed by Hammock, and then Saldana in the inning here against Jasinski. 3-0 pitch. Yeah, that one way high, and that'll be a walk to South. And now that'll bring up Hammack.
Am I right on that? Four walks for Della?
Yeah, one of them was intentional.
Yeah,
Hammack.
And Hammack
drew one of those walks back in the first inning. Jasinski, you just got to settle in here and throw strikes. Squares away to Button, fouls it away. Going, throw down. I think the pitch was a ball, but she's in there safely. And up high for a ball. Two and one count now on Hammack. And that one just missing. It's 3-1. Fly ball out to left, maybe trying. And she got it. Or did she?
No.
No, just. She gave it a heck of a try.
Great effort there by Sarah, maybe.
That was a long way to run. She made the diving effort, just couldn't quite catch it. And it's 3-2. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Runner coming home. Shields throw to the plate. Not in time. Get the runner scores. And Hammack will be in the second. And so now tied 2-2 with Madison Saldana to the plate.
Number 12, Madison
Saldana. And they're going to have Brian come in and courtesy run for Hammack again.
And I'll get that one on the nose up the middle also.
Yep. So still nobody out here in the third. Pitch from Jasinski in there for a ball, and it's 1-0. Time call. And now they return the favor and say that Brian left early. And so that'll be one out. Nice to collect on that IOU.
Well, evidently they're watching, Doug.
Yeah. So. And so one out in the inning now. Base is empty. And Saldana fouls that one away.
I'll tell you what, that is... On a steal like that, that is a judgment call.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so rarely called.
Yes.
And pitch swung on and missed. And it's 0-2 now on Saldana. And that one foul back behind us. No balls, two strikes, one out in the inning. And way high, a ball. It's one and two.
We're going to be in for a barn burner tonight, though.
Yeah. This one may come down to the wire.
And each team with a mental mistake. So.
Yeah. And a pie ball, two and two.
And whether right, wrong, or indifferent,
yep.
You know, it would still be called a mental mistake on both teams' parts.
So yeah.
Whether it was true or not.
Next pitch, up high, ball three. And ball four. So after getting two strikes, four straight balls in Saldana draws their second walk of the game. And that'll bring up Haley Christofferson. That's going to use a double play here, get out of this inning. And that one lined up back into her. Throw to first, and she's back in.
What a play there by Annie. Nice play.
And that's two away now.
Ball hit really, really well.
That was absolutely scalding. Great reaction there.
As the late, great Dizzy Dean would say, that was a blue daughter, and she stabbed it.
Yep. Yeah. And so that'll bring up Macy Frank now. And chance for Jasinski to get out of this inning.
And
that one, a high drive, and that one is hooking and gone off the scoreboard. A two-run homer for Macy Frank. Opposite field.
Wow.
We thought Bubke's shot was a big one. That was even bigger.
You hit the nail on the head. Just a little bit bigger.
Up to bat, number 11, Henley Moskowitz.
And now Henley Moskowitz to bat. As it's now 4-2 Magnolia. Moskowitz singled her first time up.
Tell you what, these young ladies that have done the damage, these are all familiar names.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Moskowitz is another one.
Yep. But Frank, Saldana, Hammack, Bubke, all of those were all on this team last year. And that one out the center. Shield back. It's over her head up against the fence. And that's going to be a double.
Another shot there by Moskowitz. Hit the ball on the nose.
Yeah.
Out to bat, number three, London Keller.
That'll bring up London Keller.
Yeah. Thank you, Otto Kemper.
Yes.
For the Agua.
And with Keller batting here, you'd like to get her and not at, because Bubke's waiting on deck. You'd like to get out of this inning with, and not have to face Bubke. Pitches the ball.
Did strike Keller out her last at bat.
And the pitch. Outside of ball, and it's 2-0. And time is called, and we're going to get a visit here.
Oh, they're going to make a change.
And they are. Jasinski's going to come out, and Heidi Busker is going to come in and pitch. And so, with Magnolia leading 4-2, we'll come back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, we got a new pitcher, Heidi Busker, in, and the first pitch fouled away. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And the pitch is down low for a ball. And that'll make it a 3-1 count on London Keller. Busker on in relief of Della Jasinski.
I'd like to get this out here.
Yes. And a pie, and that's ball four. And that will put two on now for Jade Bubke. Bubke has been up twice, homered her first at bat, intentionally walk her. Actually, they're going to have Addison Brown bat for Bubke.
I think, Doug, I'm only thinking now.
Okay.
But after that hard hit ball to shortstop, that Bubke, the really hard hit ball, they gave her a single on it.
Uh-huh.
I watched her and she was shaking her right hand.
I missed that part. Okay, well, I'm glad you caught that. As Brown fouls this one away. So Bubke out of the game at the moment. And so
we'll see if she goes back to short. So
Brown batting here.
Tough thing you want to see on a really, really good player. I don't care who it is.
You're right.
Our team or their team, you know, really good.
Yeah. Now a little ball runner going to third and going to go to second. Got her! Yes! And a caught stealing on Keller. Well, we're tying the side, but in the inning, they do come up with 3 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors. And now they're going to appeal. Wait just a second.
this will really surprise me if they reverse this, which I don't feel as though they will.
Yep, and that is the end of the inning. And so we go to the fourth. It is Magnolia leading Brenham 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go here to the top half of the fourth inning. And it's going to be Kaylee Rodriguez, Kylie Baker, and Stella Landry against Leah Hammock. And a couple changes for Magnolia as Addison Brown stays in. She's at second, and they move Moskowitz from second to short. And that one is a ground ball to short. Moskowitz up with it, throws to first, and gets the out. One pitch, one out for Hammock.
Up to bat, number 18, Kylie Baker.
And Kylie Baker, the batter now. Baker struck out her first time around against Hammock. Cubs trailing this one 4-2. Swung out and missed. And it's a 0-1 count. And down low and a hitter. And that'll bring up Landry now. With teaming on deck. And it looks like we're going to have a runner for Baker. And it's going to be Nevaeh Holmes coming in to run. The coach getting a little extra speed on the base pass. Landry squares away the bunt and bunts it foul. Bounce it down again, and it's 0-2.
I'm not in the batter's box, but you got to get that out in front of the plate to get that bunt down.
Yep. So now she'll more than likely be swinging away. And down low a ball. Holmes going. Throw down is going to be out of the center field. Center fielder lost track, and now Holmes digging for three, and she's going to be in there. So it'll be a stolen base and an E2. And now Holmes at third. Now a chance for the Cubettes to get a run aboard. If Landry can come through with a hit here.
Get one of those back.
Yeah. And strike three call. Landry caught looking for out number two. And that'll be up to Mackenzie Tiemann to try to get this run in. Like to see Tiemann get aboard here with the top of the order due up next. And down low a ball. Holmes at third. Down low a ball, and it's 2-0 now on Tiemann. Tiemann doing the right thing, laying off those low pitches and trying to get Hammack to put her something in the strike zone.
Get McKenzie on, got Avery coming up.
And that one gets out into center field for a hit, and home scores, and we got a one-run game.
Shortstop made a big mistake, Doug. She made a step back and got that high hop, just went over.
Oh, they did go and call that one an error on the.
You're kidding me.
Scored it an error. And so that allows the run to come in. And we're still running. Cuts it to a one-run game, and now Maurer batting. And Maurer fouls that one away, 0-1. And Maurer's another one of those players. She could tie this game with one swing. Or actually put the Cubettes in the lead with one swing. Strike call. Tiemann thinks a break but doesn't go. And down low ball. Tiemann going, throw down. And they got her. Tiemann caught stealing to retire the side. So in the inning, the Cubs do get one run on no hits. There were two errors and nobody left on. We're halfway through this one. And it is 4-3 Magnolia. Back with the bottom half of the inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
All right, as we come back here, almost forgot that we do have a winner on the Mattress Guys giveaway. Congratulations to Connie Klossmeyer for winning the Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. And enjoy it. And first, and now we're back here. It's Brown batting. It's a 1-0 count. Swung on a miss, 1-1. Heidi Busker in the circle for the Cubettes. Coming out of relief, trying to shut Magnolia down the rest of the way. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap. And we'll get to that after the next pitch. And it's fouled away. Cubettes got on the board in the top half of the first inning. Sarah Mabee reached on a single. And then Kaylin Rodriguez would bring her around on an RBI single to make it 1-0. Bottom half of the first, Magnolia would score on a solo home run by Jade Bubke to tie it at 1-1. Cubettes would retake the lead in the top pitches fouled away, 1-2. In the top half of the third, Avery Maurer reaching on a double, took third on an error, and then Sarah Mabee was hit by a pitch. Annie Beckendorf with an RBI single plated Maurer, and then on a what we thought was a sack fly by Kaylin Rodriguez was ruled that Mabee left early. Otherwise, that would have we could be looking at a tie game right now. And instead, made it 2-1 going in the bottom of the inning. And then bottom of the third, Magnolia coming up with three runs. RBI single by Leah Hammock and then a two-run homer by Macy Frank. Cubettes would get one of the runs back on a couple of errors in the top half of this inning, and that's where we stand right now, 4-3. Busker's next pitch foul away. And the recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Whataburger in Brenham. And pitches down low for a ball, and it's 3-2 now on Brown coming on for Jade Bubke, who apparently has left the game with an injury. Three, two from Busker, and it's down low, ball four, and that'll be a walk. And that'll bring up Tatum Collar. Collar 0 for 2.
Up to bat, number 13, Tatum Collar.
Squares away the bunt and bunts this one back to Busker. Throw to first and gets the out. And sack bunt. And are they gonna argue this one as well? It was a bang bang play.
It was bang bang. Coach going to lose that battle.
Yeah.
I got news for you.
Yeah. We don't have the instant replay like they do on TV where you can see it from all sorts of multi different angles.
Here
and now
go.
The umpires are going to converge.
She will lose.
We would think so. And I think he made the right call. That time.
That is a very difficult call to make from home plate.
Yeah. So.
That's one thing about these Magnolia Lady Bulldogs. They can get down that line.
Oh, yes. And so runner at second and one down. And that'll bring up Stevie South, the catcher. South popped up the second or first time up and then walked in. Oh.
Imagine that.
Surprisingly, they're going to put her on. Intentional walk. And I guess going for maybe a double play, and that's going to... But surprisingly, they're putting her on the pitch to Hammock. And Hammock one for one. She's got a walk and an RBI single.
Hell, it does. You know, I like the move there by Coach Roberts. You got to play at any base now to get an out.
Yep, and pitches a ball 1-0. That is true. And Busker. Right now, just trying to get an out anywhere she can. Pitch fouled away. Madison Saldana would be due up next. And that one fouled away. She had a good rip at that and just turned on it too much. Heidi Busker, junior right-hander, trying to keep this a one-run game. And that one, a high pop. Backtracking goes Maurer. In comes, maybe calls her off, and makes the grab.
Good job there by Sarah Maybe.
Absolutely. And so two down now. I'm going to bring up Madison Saldana.
Up to bat, number 12, Madison Saldana.
Saldana's walked twice and scored. Pitch is a strike call. Yeah, that one foul back. It's off the top of the screening there. Now it's 0-2. And now Busker can get out of this with one pitch. And swing and a miss, got her on strikes. And that will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. We move on to the top of the fifth inning, and it'll be home run inning time. Somebody's got a chance to win some gasoline or some ribs, and we'll be back. Cubettes trailing here 4-3, back with the fifth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. It's time now for our... And it's time now for the home run inning. We got $10 worth of gasoline. If a Cubhead hits a home run or a rack of ribs, if they hit a double or triple, and Avery Maurer batting. And T.O., who's our first contestant tonight?
Roy Wyand.
All right, Roy, you are first up here. And definitely got a good candidate here. And pitch is bounced up there, a ball. Hammocks pitch. Maurer sends that one. That is going to be Shortstop boots a throw to first, and she's safe, and then overthrows. And so it's going to be a double error that allows Maurer to reach and then go to second. And now Hallie Shield, the batter. And who's Hallie going to be hitting for?
Katie Brinkman.
All righty, Katie, you are next up in the home run inning.
It's a major difference there, Doug, without Jade Bupke at shortstop.
Well, you got to move your second baseman over short, and I'm guessing doesn't have a lot of experience playing short from what we've seen so far. Runner at second, nobody out here. Yeah, pitch from Hammack. Shield squared away the bunt and fouled it off. Shield 0 for 2 in the game. One gets away, wild pitch, and Maurer moves to third.
Another real good opportunity here for the Cubettes to tie this game up.
And down low. 2-2 now on Shield. We're in the top of the fifth. Kind of trailing 4-3. This is opening night at District 21 5A play, and this one a ground ball to short. Moskowitz throws to first, gets the out. And that time it makes the play, and so that'll bring up Sarah Mabee now. And who's Sarah hitting for?
Donna Miller.
All right, Donna, you are up next in the home run inning. Mabee's been on base twice with a single and was hit by a pitch. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Pitch foul away, 0-1. And you can also visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto at Nathan's.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
You make the call, Buccaneer Food Store. Nathan's Barbecue, a proud supporter of area sports. 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. And the 0-1 maybe bounced up there a ball. 1-1. And that one, high drive, deep, back, off the scoreboard. And that's a two-run homer. That's $10 worth of gasoline. In the home run inning. And the Cubs have retaken the lead 5-4. And congratulations, Donna Miller of Carmi. You are our second winner in as many games. And now that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf. And Annie's going to be hitting for
Barbara Maurer.
Ah! Well, Barbara, you got a shot here. And that's a pretty good one, too.
Sarah may be having a pretty good day.
Yep.
I tell you what, Sarah took a pitch. It was shaded a little bit toward the outer part of the plate and took it to right center field. I mean, it was a shot.
McEnroe reached on an error first time up. Had an RBI single last time up. And Beckendorf sends this one. That is going to be caught by the left fielder for out number two. And that'll bring up Kalen Rodriguez. And Kalen's going to be hitting four.
Doug Kreider.
Ah! Well, Doug, you're up next. See if we can get you some gas or some ribs. And pitches down low, a ball, 1-0. And a pie for a ball. Two and oh count. And Rodriguez swings and misses. It's 2-1 now. Strike called, 2-2.
Here, last year we barely had winners in the home run inning.
No, we
got two. And now we're getting them quick this year.
And pitch fouled away. That'll make it 2-2. Two runs are in on the two-run homer by Sarah Mabey, and the Cavettes are leading it now 5-4. And that one foul away. And pitch foul away.
Good job by Kalen.
Two balls and two strikes. And this one is going to be over to second. Brown will throw to first, and that'll retie the side. But in the inning, there were two runs on one hit, two errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead it 5-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And we welcome you back here to the bottom of the fifth inning. And it is Haley Christofferson leading things off here against Heidi Busker. Cubs with a 5-4 lead, and Christofferson sends this one into the right field gap. Shield over hurries to get it back in, and it's a leadoff double for Christofferson. And that's going to bring up Macy Frank. Frank, 1-for-2, and that one was a two-run homer off the scoreboard back in the third inning. Cubs with a 5-4 lead. This has been a seesaw matchup with the lead changing hands multiple times. Yeah, it looks like we got a runner out there for Christofferson.
Okay, would that be, was that 17?
I didn't see
or
the number.
Was that 10? Sydney Ackley?
I think that's 10. I think that's 10. I think that, okay. that'd be Ackley. And pitches up high for a ball.
Well, he had three double digits, and Addison Brown's in the game.
Yeah.
And I knew it wasn't a 7.
Yeah. Yeah, that one up high, a ball. 2-0 count. Heidi Busker on in relief of the starting pitcher, Della Jasinski. Yeah, swung on a miss. Good heat on that one. And it's 2-1. Swung and a miss. Oh, there was that good changeup.
Really good changeup there again by Heidi Busker.
And 2-2 now. She picked a good spot for it.
I tell you what, she has really done a good job with that pitch this year.
Foul tip. And 2-2. Yeah, that one foul away off the pole. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, that one sent out, and she's bidding for it again. This time it's going to be short. And Sheila will make the grab for out number one. Didn't quite get all of that one.
Didn't want to run her second. Didn't want to test Hallie's arm.
No.
That number 11, Henley Moskowitz.
And that'll bring in Henley Moskowitz. Moskowitz 2-for-2 with a single and a double. And that wasn't a pie for a ball.
I definitely pitch this young lady very careful.
Yeah. And down low ball. 2-0. Definitely not your typical number 8 hitter.
No, not at all. Not at all.
London Keller on deck. Yeah, that one foul back. Called. Good pitch. 2-2 now.
Good job by Busker keeping the ball down.
Yep. And down low for a ball. Down the way. Three balls, two strikes, one out here in the inning. Busker and Moskowitz engaged in a good battle here. And that one back up the middle, past the diving Keeman. Runner coming home, and she'll fire that one in. Made sure to hold her and kept her from coming in.
I'll tell you what, nice stop and a nice throw there by Hallie Shield.
She put that one right on the money. And so the runners at second and third now. And London Keller, the batter. And fouled away. And also helped the Cubs as well, because Christofferson, when she was rounding the bag, slipped on the dirt and then had to hurry and get back up and get back to third. Done 0-1 count on Keller. Brown on deck. And that one over to short. Maurer throw to the plate and got her. Heads up play there by Avery Maurer. She fired that one into Landry right on the money and made the tag to get the out and preserve that one run lead.
Tell you what, Doug, a little surprising there.
Up to bat, number 15.
Seemed like the coach would have known what the type of ball player that Avery is.
Yeah.
And the ball hit to that side of the field with the runner at third.
Yeah.
I would have definitely considered when she makes the throw to first to then go home.
Yeah.
But Avery made the play. And yeah. She's going to make that play.
Oh, yeah.
99.9 times out of 100.
Exactly. And so it's Addison Brown batting here. She walked her first time up. And a pie, 2-0. That's with a 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Busker trying to get through this inning. Foul tip. Runner at the tip. She tipped the ball. a runner was coming home, and umpire saying, no, it was a tip, go back. Two balls and a strike. Strike two.
Winner here, 1-2.
And foul tip. Two balls and two strikes. Strikeout for Busker, and we go to the sixth inning. Cubs lead, Cubettes lead at 5-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
All right, on we go to the sixth inning. Cubettes lead at 5-4. And it'll be Kaylee Rodriguez, Kylie Baker, and Stella Landry to bat against Leah Amick. Yeah, that one fouled away. And actually, looks like Holmes is going to, must have stayed in to be the DP. She's on deck. Kaylee Rodriguez in the batter's box now. This is the district opener for these two teams.
Couldn't ask for a better one, could
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's been quite the game. Excitement, multiple lead changes, a controversial call, a couple of controversial calls, and
Just what we expected with a Magnolia Cubette game.
Oh, yeah. And a strike called. 1-2 on Rodriguez. 0-2 in the game with a pair of ground outs. And swung and a miss. She's down on strikes. And it's going to be Nevaeh Holmes batting. Holmes came on to run for Baker after Baker was hit by a pitch in her last at bat. Holmes, one of the six seniors on the team. And takes the first pitch down low for a ball. Oh. And that one, a ground ball to short. And throw to first, and it got away. Holmes is going to be at second, and that's going to be an E6. That's now 7 errors in the game for Magnolia. With Stella Landry coming to the plate.
What is that now? 4 at shortstop?
Let's see.
3 for sure.
Yeah, no, 5 at short now. And that one is going to be a base hit for Landry, and that's going to go up against the fence. Holmes is going to score. That's a long RBI single for Stella Landry. That'll make it 6-4, Cowbats. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for Landry.
Big hit there by Stella Landry.
And Liliana Gonzalez is going to come out and run. And Tiemann squares away the bunt and fouls it back into the screen. Tiemann reached on an error last time up. So Cubs with some insurance now. Here in the top of the sixth.
That's a huge run.
And that one fouled back. That'll make the count 0-2 now on Tiemann. And Tiemann going to call time and step out on Hammock. And that one back up the middle, and they're going to go to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. So Tiemann will reach on the fielder's choice. Gonzalez erased from 4-6. So that's 2 down in the inning now. And we go back to the top of the order with Avery Maurer. Chance for the Cubs to add to their lead. And Maurer fouls this one over to the Magnolia dugout. Count. Waiting on the next pitch from Hammock. And Maurer sends this one. Ground ball to short. Throw to first. And she's... Oh! That throw looked high and pulled her off the bag. Umpire says no, she's out anyway. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, the Cubs do get one run on one hit. There's one error. And one left on. If we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Brenham leading at 6-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Tatum Collar, the batter, and the first pitch is a strike from Heidi Busker, and we're underway with the bottom half of the sixth inning. Next pitch is taken for a ball, 1-1. Cavettes with a 6-4 lead over Magnolia here in this district opener. And Busker's next pitch, that is going to be over to second. Tiemann throws to, throw went high. And Rodriguez couldn't handle it. And she's going to dig all the way to third. Collar just kept right on running.
That's not the way we want to start off six.
No. And that'll be an error there on Tiemann. Just the first error committed by the Cubettes in the game. And let's hope it doesn't cost them as Stevie South bats. South popped a second her first time up, and she's walked the last two times. And the pitch is a strike called. And that one over to second, and now Mauer boots it, and the run scores. It's a back-to-back errors now, and it's a 6-5 game with Leah Hemmick, the batter.
We jinxed them, Doug.
Yep. Hammock 1-for-2, got a walk and an RBI single. Squares away the bunt, throw down, and she's safe. Stolen base by South.
And the tag was on her calf, I did see that.
Yeah,
so
looked like she got the foot in there.
Yeah, we're going to say good call by the umpire there.
Yeah, that time.
That time. I like that one. I like that. That's good.
And that one, line drive, base hit, and we're going to be tied as Shiel bobbles the ball now.
Luckily, Hammock at first.
And so now we're tied 6-6.
Madison Saldana.
And Saldana to bat now. And we're going to get a runner for Hammock.
Ashley. Was that Brian? Is that right?
Yes. Ashley Brian running. And that one. Where was that? That's a 1-0 count. Saldana 0-for-1. Struck out her last time up, but prior to that, she walked twice. And it's 2-0. And
errors are costly.
Yep. And that one is sent into left field. That's going to drop for a hit.
And we still don't have him out.
Nope. And four straight batters have reached base. Now two on for Haley Christofferson. And time is called as Coach Olivia Van Hook going to make her way out to talk to Heidi Busker.
Christofferson with a big double her last at bat.
Yeah, looks like we're going to, looks like we may be going, bringing in Baker here. Yep, Kenley Baker, or Kylie Baker coming in to pitch. And so, with the pitching change, we'll send you back to the studios. Let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, so Kylie Baker, the new pitcher, and his pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 833-3613 for a quote on the insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance in Brenham, 836-3613. And the first pitch is a strike call. Haley Christofferson, the batter. She's 1-for-3 with a double. And this one popped up. Landry giving chase. And she didn't hold on to it.
Heck of an effort there by Stella
she
Landry.
She certainly did. She tried it out. Just couldn't quite put the squeeze in. But it's still 0-2. And so we're tied 6-6 here in the sixth inning. That one just missing, and it's 1-2. And that one, that is going to be in the hole. And now we're picked up and threw the ball away. Runner coming home. And Magnolia is going to take a 7-6 lead. It'll be a fielder's choice and then an error that allowed the run to come in.
Up to bat, number 19, Macy Frank.
And that'll bring up Macy Frank.
Three errors this inning. Wow.
Yeah. And the errors have been killers, too. And pitches a ball 1-0.
Still the big key is no outs.
Yeah. That's a big thing now for the Cubs. They got to shake this off, get some outs. Pitches foul away. The batters have shown they can hit the ball and can come back from this, but they've got to make sure, stop the bleeding here and make sure nothing else comes up. And a pie for a ball, 2-1.
You got it, Kylie.
And that one fouled away. Baker ready with a 2-2.
Yes.
Yeah, strike three called. And the Cubheads needed that one. Striking out Frank there, that's a big out. And that'll bring
in the biggest way.
And Henley Moskowitz batting. Now we could just get a twin, get a double play here, get out of this inning.
Moskowitz is 3-for-3.
Yep. And fouls that one away. And that one, past the diving hour, into left field base hit. Maybe fires it in, and the bases are going to be loaded for London Keller. Moskowitz now 4-for-4 in the game.
Pick it up. Up to bat number 3, London Keller.
Keller is going to base twice with a walk and a fielder's choice. Now for the Cubettes, with the bases loaded, it is, though, force play at any base.
As you said earlier, Doug, not bad for a number 8 hitter.
Yeah. Yeah, first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0.
The key here is we need to throw strikes.
Exactly.
Put the ball in play.
And down low ball, nice block by Landry. Swung and a miss, 2-1. Coming in this inning, Cubettes had a 6-4 lead, but three runs have come across for Magnolia, and they've retaken the lead 7-6. Now Baker trying to get two more outs here and get out of this inning. And that one fouled. Coach Cooper had to get out of the way of that one. Two balls and two strikes. Just missing a ball. 3-2 full count. And that one, base hit. And a run is home to make it 8-6. RBI single for Keller. And a four-run inning by Magnolia.
Up to bat number 15, Addison Brown.
And it's Addison Brown batting. She struck out in her only, or she's got a strikeout and a walk.
That was a key hit there.
Yeah.
Very big, big hit.
And pitches down low for a ball, 1-0. And up high for a ball. 2-0 count. Baker got a bear down here. Get these. Just need two more outs.
Yeah.
pitch foul away. And you're looking ahead to the top half of the inning. Cut bets will have Shield maybe in Beckendorf scheduled to bat. So you're at the part of the lineup you definitely want up there, but yeah. Just got to get to them. And down low ball, nice block by Landry.
Really good stop there by Stella Landry.
And Baker, she's the last hope in the circle for the Cubettes. They've already used Jasinski and Busker.
Dead red here, Doug.
Yep. 3-1. Swung out and missed, and it's 3-2.
Those stripes.
And down low ball four, and then a walk in a run. Fifth run of the inning for Magnolia, and it's now 9-6 Bulldogs.
Up to bat, number 13, Tatum Collar.
Tatum Collar, the batter. And then after Collar, then it's South and Hammock again. And pitches a strike, 0-1. And that one down the line, fair ball. RBI single, and they're going to get a rundown. And they'll put the tag. Who's out? Throw down there. The runner third is out. She's out. They already called her out. What?
What kind of umpire are you?
He called obstruction on one of the Cubet fielders. And so now he's going to give her third base back.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear.
We've seen it all tonight.
Yeah. So the bases are still loaded. It's now 10-6. And you got South batting. And pitches a ball 1-0.
And still only one out.
Yeah.
Wheels kind of came off this inning.
And time is called. South's going to step out. South's been on base three times. Two walks and reached on an error to start the beginning of this inning. Fouls it away. Cubettes look to be in the driver's seat, but it's just snowballed into a big inning for Magnolia here in the bottom of the sixth. And they put up six runs to take a 10-6 lead. Down low ball, 2-1. And a pie for a ball. Oh. It's 3-1.
each one you give up now makes it just a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Not that it can't be done, but.
And ball four. And it's now 11-6. And Hammock batting. Hammock 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI singles. And
oh, no.
And they're going to bring Della Jasinski back in. And Baker coming out. And Coach Roberts going out to talk to her team. And so Jasinski will come back in to try to finish this one out. Still need two more outs. And so with the pitching change, we'll take it and take a break. Magnolia leads it 10-6 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And as we come back, Della Jasinski into the game, back in the game at pitcher, and a wild pitch, and another run is in to make it 12-6. And still only one out in the inning.
And runners on second and third.
Yeah, with Leah Hammock batting. And
Hammock with a single on the RBI, last at bat.
And smacks this one foul.
Woo! You did him with that.
Yeah.
That was a shot.
Yeah, the way this inning is going, we're now only four runs away from a run rule.
And that we don't want to see.
No. And that one, fly ball out to left and caught by Maybe.
He left too early. Step on the bank.
And it's going to be a sack fly. Throw the ball to third.
If the first, if the base umpire was looking, Doug,
yeah,
if she left too early, it should be automatic.
Yeah. Neither one of them were looking. And so it's now 13-6, but you got second out here. Swung and missed by Saldana. She's been on base three times, two walks, a single, and scored twice.
And a single her last at bat.
Yeah.
Which started this barrage.
Yeah.
Hey.
And pitch is a strike call. 0-2. Now Dellinger just get one more out, get out of this inning. And strike three, call the inning is mercifully over, but not before they come up with 9 runs in that inning. And they have taken, Magnolia has taken a 13-6 lead. Cubs will be coming to bat in the top of the 7th, 3 outs away. They've got 3 outs to work with, and we'll see what happens after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference. Making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service and Fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And so here we go. Top of the 7th inning. Magnolia leading Brenham 13-6. It's going to be Hallie Shield, Sarah Mabee, and Annie Beckendorf against Leah Hammock. And pitch to Shield down low for a ball. 1-0. As we said, Cubs were winning this one 6-4 going into the bottom half of the 6th, and then a 9-run explosion from Magnolia has put them in the lead by 7 here.
Need to think base runners now.
Yeah. And Shield bounces this one over the middle. There's one. And that'll bring up Sarah Mabee now. Mabee's been on base all 3 times, a single and a run scored and hit by a pitch and then a 2-run homer.
I don't think they would have gotten her out, but what do you think they're going to call that?
Let's see here. And, let's see. They did give her a single on that.
That's what I thought. Good job.
And it's Sheila aboard now. And now maybe trying to bring her around. And back up the middle. And that's going to be caught. Go to second for one. Fire to first. Safe at first. Wow, what a play there by Moskowitz there at short. And that's one down.
Moskowitz made up for a couple of those bobbles that she had earlier.
Yeah.
That was a textbook play there.
And that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf now.
Just a great play, plus gets the lead runner.
And pitch is a strike call, 0-1. One out and a runner aboard for the Cubs. Down low ball. Beckendorf's been on twice, reached on an error, and also has an RBI single. chased that one, swung out and missed. And it's 1-2.
Annie got just a little ahead of herself there.
Pitches bounced up there, a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And a pie for a ball.
There you go. That's all right. That's good.
Two balls, two strikes now on Beckendorf. As you said, Tommy's good right now, coming up, just trying to get some base runners on there. And down low, ball four, and that's another. I'm put two on now for Kalen Rodriguez. Now a chance here for the Cubettes to get their own rally going. And down low ball. And foul that one away, 1-1.
Doug, did I miss some, or was that Hammock's first walk?
Let me see. Yeah, that is her first walk.
I thought so.
And a pie for a ball.
She's had pretty good control.
Magnolia trying to get two more outs and seal the deal. Cubettes trying to rally here in the seventh. Ground ball to short. Going to go second for one, and that is all they're going to get. Fielder's choice. Maybe goes to third, and Beckendorf is erased. So two down now, and that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. She's 0 for 3 in the game. Runners at the corners. And pitches a strike called. Swung on a miss, then 0-2, and so the Cubettes now down to their final strike. And that one high and deep back, and that's off the fence. That's going to score two.
No, just one.
It's an RBI double for Kaylee Rodriguez, and that'll make it 13-7 as maybe scores.
Wild game.
Yep. And
now, that's good. That's
and now
good.
Kylie Baker to the plate.
Now Kylie's going to bat.
Now Baker 0 for 1. Was hit by a pitch. Holmes pitch hit for last time and reached on an error. Yeah, first pitch to her up high for a ball. And down low for a ball. 2-0.
Not done yet.
Nope. That's one out of miss, 2-1. Got her to chase one down low. And that one grounded a third. Got a first, and that is your ball game. And so our final score, it is the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs beating the Brenham Cavettes 13-7. And that'll take us to the postgame show. This broadcast to Brenham Cavettes softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Postgame show made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tieleman Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says, go, play, win.
The Whataburger Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit is back, but some folks have yet to try it. So let's not do the thing where we're like,
you've never had a jalapeno cheddar biscuit before?
You know what? It's okay. Let's just invite them to try this flaky, cheesy, and slightly spicy goodness for themselves. The Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit, available as a sandwich or on its own from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. for a limited time at participating locations. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland compact tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors and the Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
All right, and back we come here on the post game. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and once again, your final score. The Magnolia Lady Bulldogs rally to beat the Brenham Cubettes 13-7 tonight. And it was a seesaw game back and forth, and then really that bottom half of the sixth inning, Tommy, is what did the Cubettes in tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, it's like the wheels just came off in that inning. We had an errant throw there on from McKenzie Teeman to first base, and that kind of got the ball rolling for Magnolia that inning. And then when they got runners on base, they just got some timely base hits.
Yeah, and it just everything was kind of snowballed from there. And so what looked like a possibility of a Cubette win ends up being a defeat here in the district opener. And I guess the positive, you say, well, that's one game. You still got 13 more to go.
Right. Exactly. But you don't. The sad part of it is it's a game we could have won.
Yeah.
I really honestly feel that we let one slip away. Unfortunately, you know, errors are part of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. It happens, and sometimes they're costly, and that's what happened. I really feel that that's what did us in this evening. It was just untimely errors.
Yeah. And, made for a rough night here, and we are going to get Coach Roberts to come and join us. Coach, and not quite the way we wanted to start district.
Well, no. I mean, I thought that we did some good things tonight. I mean, but you look up there, 9 runs in one inning.
Yeah.
Like, we defensively fell apart right there. They hit some balls hard after we didn't make a few plays. I thought we should have made a couple plays right there. We normally do on those, and we didn't, and they would have been ground ball outs, and it would have been a completely different inning. But, you know, whenever teams start getting momentum like that, they're hard to stop, and they started smoking the ball after we didn't take care of what we should have, you know.
Yeah, and I guess I probably shouldn't. Well, the home plate, both umpires not doing us any favors either.
No, but I mean, at the end of the day, look at the score. I mean, I don't think that's the determination here of the win versus the loss is them at all. It's just we need to take care of business a little bit better. I thought offensively we put some hard balls in play. I mean, we stayed in it. We scored 7 runs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have a chance to win a ball game with 7 runs. We just didn't pull it out right there defensively, and it cost us because they just couldn't stop. I mean, we couldn't stop them.
Like as you said, hitting-wise, the team did hit the ball well. Sarah maybe with huge home run there. Some other players too with getting some key hits, now you just gotta put it behind you, I guess, and move on.
Yeah, I mean, we knew going into this that they were going to be tough. I mean, I can tell you who's gonna be tough in our district, and a lot of them are, and they're for sure one of them. I mean, it's just, I knew it was going to be a battle. I hate that the 9's up there. I hate that inning was the way it was. I wish it'd be 6-5 or something that showed how I felt the game was up until that point, but it's not. We knew we were going to have to play. You got to play good to beat good people.
Yeah.
And we fell apart right there. So.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time, and we'll see you at the tournament this weekend.
Perfect. Appreciate y'all.
All righty. Coach Katie Roberts joining us on the postgame back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete?
a weekend warrior, or something in between. At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
All right, back we go. It's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And this one young lady on a night where ended up being a rough game for the Cubettes. This one lady really stood out having a great performance.
Oh, no doubt about it. Sarah Mabee started off the evening with a single, scored a run. She got hit by pitch.
Oh, okay.
Got hit by pitch, scored a run, and then in the fifth inning, came up and put the Cubettes ahead with a big two-run home run. And quite an evening, 2 for 3, scored 3 runs, 2 RBIs, not a bad evening. Sarah Mabee, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, well, we go back to Sarah Mabee once again.
No doubt about it, came up there, and it was a literal shot. And I think you called it, Doug, off the scoreboard. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Big two-run home run in the top half of the fifth inning. Sarah Mabee, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand-new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
In the words of George Washington, 99% of failures come from people who make excuses.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Don't make an excuse on how you sleep. Now, through February 28th, save up to $400 on America's number one rated brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. Add one of our famous adjustable bases to any mattress to make your sleeping experience that much better.
No excuses.
And don't forget to pardon one of our famous sleep bundles for only $199.
No excuses.
And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, back we go here one last time. And once again, your final score, Magnolia wins it 13-7 over the Brenham Cubettes. Now next, the Cubettes will be back at home for Alumni Field for the Brenham Tournament, which starts on Thursday. They'll take Shadow Creek at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then they'll have Forney at 5 o'clock, and we'll be there for that Forney game, 4:35 pregame, and that'll be our next broadcast. I want to thank Austin back at the studio for his great work on the boards. Thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. It's Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.